Hello, I'm Callum Robertson and this is How To, the series from bbclearningenglish.com that shows you how to do things in English. In an earlier program, we looked at different ways of saying that you like something. In this program, we're going to be looking at the other side, talking about things you don't like. There are, of course, a lot of different ways of talking about your dislikes. In this program, we'll start by looking at a few simple ways to answer a basic question. In the program on likes, we had a situation where someone was inviting a friend to dinner. She asked the question, "Do you like Chinese food?" This time, we're going to ask the same question, but in a different way.
How do you feel about Chinese food?
How do you feel about Chinese food? This time, though, the answers aren't so positive. Listen to this one.
How do you feel about Chinese food?
To be honest, I don't really like it.
To be honest, I don't really like it. Notice that before he answers, he uses the phrase, to be honest. This is an expression to use when you're going to say something you think is not good news for the person asking. The next thing he said was,
I don't really like it.
I don't really like it. We saw in the program on likes that using the adverb really before the verb makes the feeling stronger. But it's not the same with negatives. Putting really before like here is actually another way to soften the strength of the statement. Again, like using to be honest, it's a way of trying not to disappoint the speaker too much.
To be honest, I don't really like it.
But by moving the adverb really to a different part of the sentence, you can express a strong dislike. Listen to this example.
How do you feel about Chinese food?
I really don't like it.
I really don't like it. This is a strong expression of dislike. The adverb really goes before the auxiliary. This is much stronger. Compare the two and remember that really before the auxiliary makes the feeling stronger and really before the verb makes the emotion softer.
I don't really like it. I really don't like it.
bbclearningenglish.com.
Today we're looking at things you don't like. We've heard this strong expression.
I really don't like it.
Here's another one.
How do you feel about Chinese food?
I can't stand it.
I can't stand it. That is a very strong statement. This is a very good expression for things you don't like. I can't stand it. Notice that although it has the word can't, which ends in the sound t, that sound is not pronounced when you say the expression. Listen again.
I can't stand it.
I can't stand it becomes I can't stand it. And although this is a very strong statement, we can make it even stronger by putting the adverb really into the sentence. Where do you think it goes to make this stronger? Before the auxiliary can't or before the verb stand? Listen carefully to find out.
I really can't stand it.
To make the expression stronger, put really before the negative auxiliary.
I really can't stand it.
Let's now recap the expressions that we've looked at today. I'm going to say the phrases and give you time to repeat them. To be honest, I don't really like it. I really don't like it. I can't stand it. I really can't stand it. Well done. Now to finish, we're going to listen to a short conversation in which you can hear some of these expressions being used. Which ones do you hear, and what decision does Helen make about her dinner party?
Hi Finn, I'm having a dinner party on Saturday night. Neil's coming, would you like to come?
Yes, sounds good. What are we having?
How do you feel about Chinese food?
Well, to be honest, I don't really like it. I had a bad experience once.
Well, do you like Italian food?
No, I can't stand it.
What about French?
I love it.
Great. That's good news. I'll do a French meal. See you on Saturday at 7.
I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, poor Helen. She has to change her plans. Now she's going to make a French meal. We heard the expressions, to be honest, I don't really like it, and I can't stand it. That's all from this program. We've looked at some simple expressions for saying that you don't like something. We've looked at using the adverb really to make something stronger or softer. And we've also seen how sometimes sounds in English words disappear when you're speaking. You can find more information, downloads and quizzes on this topic at bbclearningenglish.com.